You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, don't have high hopes today. I don't have a clue either. I mean, I am pretty confused with what's going on in North Korea, too. I mean, I heard about Kim Jong-il dying. And then I guess I found out, well, he actually died a few days prior to the world knowing. And then we found out it was cardiac, and I've been getting questions and emails, okay, what happened to him, what was wrong with his heart. I don't even know if I believe if it's his heart, okay? So, like I said, I'm confused. I don't know much about the successor. I mean, I got a little bit of scoop to share with you, but that's about it. But I'm just as confused. Remember, North Korea is not the most communicative country. Okay, I mean, I think we know more about North Korea because of South Park, right, and some of the songs than what we know from the news. So it's a very, very secretive country. So if we were told European time Monday morning, all right, which ended up being Sunday night for us in America, that he died, it actually happened 2 days prior, you know, again, you know, what's the likelihood that it really was heart? I mean, they say he had died, you know, because of all the stress, you know, and trying to, you know, be a good dictator or, you know, and trying to run the country. You know, he had his heart failed because he was working so hard, you know, and you know, you wonder. I mean, I know the latest footage of Kim Jong-il looked like he was ill. Okay, I hope I'm pronouncing all this right. You know, he was kind of grabbing on to a railing. He looked very tired. So, I mean, I would guess, you know, either, you know, he had cardiac problems for a while, maybe failure, maybe he had cancer. But again, we don't know. The country was very, very secretive. In fact, the country was so secretive that most people didn't know about Kim Jong-un. Yoon? Am I pronouncing it right? Or Woon? Kim Jong-un? Okay. Kim Jong-un is supposed to be the successor, and everybody's holding their breath trying to figure out who this guy is. Now, I did see him joke with a couple people in one media clip, but apparently he's kind of a little interesting. Okay, nobody knew who he was. We still don't even know how old he is. He's either 27 or 28 because nobody really knows his birthday. Okay, he went to school in Switzerland, but nobody knew who he was. Nobody knew that he was related to Kim Jong-il. Apparently, an older student hung around him a lot. Well, was that the bodyguard? Again, an older student, quote-unquote, chaperone, from what I understand. I'm getting bits and pieces from the internet, some of this from Wikipedia. They say he was very shy, liked football, and apparently he was only considered the favorite to rule after Kim Jong-il after about, I guess, 2001. Apparently, the eldest half-brother fell out of favor, they said, because he was caught entering Japan on a fake passport trying to go to Tokyo Disneyland. So I guess he got busted, right, by dad. And then another brother, I'm trying to get the name. I'm looking at this. Remember, they're all Kim Jong. So Kim Jong-chul, a source said, was too feminine in character. Yet Jong-un, right, the one that is going to be the successor, is quote-unquote exactly like his father. So apparently, you know, if everybody's thinking he's supposed to be different from his father, this one is supposed to be the most like his father. He's not too feminine, and he's not into Disneyland. So, like I said, I'm just as confused as you are. I know everybody's nervous. It doesn't look like the stock market worried too much. I guess the stock market closed not too low. I think just nobody really knows what's going on over there. I mean, they really know how to hush-hush. So, like I said, I really can't say much about the heart attack because I don't even know if it was. You can't tell if he had cancer. You can't tell because, again, they want to hide him being sick. What was it? Gosh, I forget. There was a recent leader who had cancer. He had gone to the media saying he's completely cured, and the doctor's like, what is he talking about? He only has a few years to live. What's he talking about? And then I guess the doctor was threatened and had to flee. Right? Remember that story? I'm trying to think which dictator it was. I need to look it up. So, you know, no one's going to tell us. Now, you know, I tell you all my issues. I mean, trust me, when I get that hysterectomy, you all are going to know about it. It's going to be all in the newspaper. You'll know about it, okay? But, yeah, that's going to be, I know. My colonoscopy, we tried to broadcast that puppy. The ratings kind of fell on that one. But, you know, so I don't care. But, again, I'm not running North Korea, so they're going to be very quiet. But, yes, this was sudden. I mean, you almost wonder, honestly, I mean, these guys are so crafty, you almost wonder if he's not even dead. No, I mean, I just saw Sherlock Holmes. And Sherlock Holmes, oh, I can't tell you, damn, because you guys haven't seen Sherlock Holmes yet. All right. Okay, well, what movie, without my ruining this movie, did somebody pretend to be dead so then everybody thought he was dead? That happens in all the movies all the time. So, like I said, I don't know. You know, but I mean, this boy, he's about 27, 28. We don't know much about him, but I did see him smile once. Okay, so that is promising. Okay. I told you, don't have high expectations for me to know what's going on in North Korea. But as we do get any information, I will tell you. Okay, a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Looks like there's illegal drugs that can be detected in the air. So if you think you're being good and you're not taking in any drugs, right, you have no idea. Apparently there's a study that found that you were breathing in drugs that other people use in the air. So we're being exposed, like cocaine, pot and all that. No wonder I was in a good mood today. I was like in a really good mood today. And all I did was go outside for a little bit because I had to unpack the groceries from the car. Maybe that's what happened. Okay. Also, another study came out saying not only are maggot therapy, right, to clean out your diabetic ulcers effective, but it may be better than a surgeon. This is sad, guys. This is really sad. All right. The more people study about maggots and leeches and lice and, I don't know, bat venom and spider venom. All right. The more it's going to probably be later introduced to our healthcare because of how expensive it is. So maggots beat out the surgeons. I wonder how the surgeons like that. Also kind of interesting, there's a medical group that is so sick and tired of all the costs that they're incurring that they're not ready to go to, like, VIP concierge medicine, but they're just going to charge all their patients, even though they're taking insurance, an extra $350 a year. Because that's how much it's costing to do all the extra side stuff, authorizations, prior auths, etc. So when we come back, we're going to talk about this, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
DocDolly, 1-877-DALI. I know those of you are going to be celebrating Hanukkah in a couple days. Yay, Hanukkah! Lots of yummy latkes, yummy. And then, of course, we've got Christmas season coming up, one of my favorite seasons. So I hope all of you are having an awesome season. I guess a story came out saying a third of the world is now Christian, embraces Christianity. At least a fourth of Europe. I guess there has been a shift in, those that celebrate Christianity versus those that don't. And I think more and more people are embracing religion. Amen. God bless you all. I think religion is good. I don't care what you believe in, as long as it, makes you happy and you do good. Right? And you don't have a problem with anybody else's religion. I think we're all doing pretty darn good. You go back to the Bible, right? And, when they were talking about the Philistines and the Amalekites and the Hittites, they don't exist anymore, right? Well, the fact that we all exist, meaning God must be happy with all of us. So, whew. All right, guys, let's just lay low, all right? Whatever we're doing, keep doing, all right? Because we must be doing good, all right? We're doing it right. Okay? You know, I'm lighting the menorah this week. You all are celebrating Christmas. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. All right? Because I think God's happy. And still no news on Etta James. Etta James is still battling with leukemia. Apparently her the latest press release says she is in the terminal stages. Pretty scary stuff. She has hepatitis C. She also, it appears, has dementia. I guess she did her last single 2 years ago, only 2 years ago. Her voice was really vibrant. So, again, Etta James is right now battling with, quote-unquote, end stages of leukemia. So our prayers are out to her. An unfortunate story today is Miss Venezuela, former Miss Venezuela, Eva Ekvall dies of breast cancer at age 28. She was only 28 when she died of breast cancer. I believe she was a third runner-up for the Miss Universe pageant in Puerto Rico. She was crowned Miss Venezuela at age 17 in the year 2000. She has a two-year-old daughter, husband, but I mean, 28 years old. This is why it just kills me when you hear, you know, the media and Washington administration talk about, you know, saving money with mammograms. Okay, you just don't know. You know, we have to realize cancer can hit us at any age any time. And just be aware, women do your breast exams, men too. Men check your pecs. Okay, you have breast tissue there. We don't have to call breast tissue. Okay, if you want to be cool, we'll call pec tissue, pecs. Check your pecs. Okay, you don't know, because sometimes these aggressive forms will hit you. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, D-Squared. Got a question. We talk about Etta James and her leukemia. I've noticed here recently, my dad died of acute granulocytic leukemia. He was 47 years old.
I'm sorry.
And it took his life rather quickly, probably less than, I'd say 15 months. It was very aggressive, and I was 10 years old when he passed. But what I've noticed now is when you talk about Etta James, and I've noticed and heard of a lot of older adults, like in their late 60s, early 70s, it seems like leukemia, you know, a lot of people are getting leukemia in their older ages. Is that a trend, or, you know, are we seeing more of this? I know my wife's grandmother, she had emphysema, and she was in the last stages of leukemia, but they could not give her anything to fight the leukemia because of her emphysema, and she was not strong enough, so... Love to hear your comments. Thanks.
No, I'm sorry. And thank you for your message. I appreciate it. And I love the D squared. Right. I love it. Love it. The leukemia thing, it scares a lot of us because, again, as we age and we're not getting the heart attacks, you know, then we're more in line for certain types of cancer. So I think the reason why we're seeing more is because more and more of us live longer. I mean, Etta James is what, 73 years old? You know, and not that I consider that old by any means. I mean, Chuck Norris is 71. I mean, he looks damn good, really good. I mean, I'm sure he Botoxes or something, but he looks good still, 71. So, you know, I don't want to say we're old in our 70s, but that is older. Now, there's multiple different types of leukemia. You know, like we were talking last week about my uncle, who I believe had AML, a common type of leukemia, myelogenous leukemia, acute, killed him within a week. Yet most older folks, we have more of the chronic, like CLL. CLL is the most common type in adults. That's your chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Lymphocytic is your lymphocyte, blood cell. Myelogenous, the cells that make the blood cells. Myelo, blood, lympho, blood. So leukemia is basically a cancer of the blood. Okay, it's a cancer of your blood-forming tissues, like your bone marrow, etc. And it usually starts in the white blood cells, and then your white blood cells kind of proliferate. So, you know, people that get diagnosed with leukemia, because I know some of you are like, okay, well, my gosh, if I have somebody in the family, how do I know? Well, usually you're very tired. You know, you're tired, you have fever, you have chills, you get infections a lot. You're very tender. You could get, like, bone pain. You sweat a lot, bruise easily, bleed easily, but also swollen lymph nodes. All right. And, of course, people that have any type of cancer, you see them lose weight. So, again, somebody with leukemia is pretty sick. Okay. However, there are some very, very slow chronic types that could sneak up on you. But you know, some people are like, okay, so what do I do? Well, of course, genetic. You know, I mean, we're concerned with my family, you know, because it's in the family, but you know, you check your blood count. If the blood count looks good and you feel good, you know, we don't have to do too much more. We don't have to start doing bone marrow biopsies unless you're really high risk. Although certain genetic diseases like Down syndrome or certain genetic abnormalities can predispose you, just because somebody in the family has it doesn't doesn't mean you're going to get it. All right. But of course, family history is important. Smokers, of course. Smokers is a biggie. Because remember, smokers allow cells to go haywire. So whether it's a lung cancer cell or a colon cancer cell or it's any blood cell, somebody who smokes, of course, is at higher risk. Certain chemicals. We talked about the radiation from Fukushima and the cesium. Okay. That can cause cells to turn cancerous. So, of course, exposure to radiation, certain chemicals like benzene. And what a lot of people forget is if you had cancer, let's say, and you had chemotherapy and radiation treatment for a type of cancer, let's say breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, etc., you could be more at risk for leukemia. So that's why we start to see it in some of the older people. Again, it's frustrating because, you know, nobody wants to get somebody that sneaks up on them and is a little harder to fight. But we're noticing, you know, nowadays with the chemotherapy, which is probably the, you know, first in line treatment, because again, if it's in the blood and it's in the stem cells or the bone marrow, you know, it's hard. You really aren't going to radiate. You know, you can do radiation therapy, but obviously, it's a little bit more diffuse. So chemotherapy is first. They also have biological therapy. They have stem cell therapy, et cetera. But it bothers all of us. None of us want to think that we could possibly get something. But I just think it's because we now have an older population. We see it more. And I think there's more out there that can cause our cells to change. But like I said, whenever people are tired, you know, we always chalk it up to, oh, I didn't get enough sleep, or I stayed up late, which is usually the number one cause. But so just get a blood count. It's an easy CBC. Easy blood count. If you don't have insurance, CBCs aren't that expensive. It's one of the cheapest blood tests out there. It's called a CBC. Okay? CBC. College Beta College. Okay? If I do that, or cat, beta cat, do that one, okay? All right. Okay, next story, maggots. Oh, okay, you know the doctors are liking this one, okay? Maggots clean wounds faster than surgeons. Maggots quickly clean chronic leg ulcers. I know, I tell you, you know, they do. I told you when I was in medical school, I would go into room 8, let's say, and there was a guy with maggots all over his leg. And I'm like, all right, let me go get a bucket, let me get water. And the doctor would say, no, don't do it yet, because the maggots are still debriding. Let them do what they're supposed to do. The maggots are debriding. That's nature's way of cleaning it up. And I'm like, okay, that's too gross. I can't watch. And you really don't feel it. I guess, especially if you're a diabetic, you know, you're kind of numb down there. But what they did is they took different groups and they blindfolded them. One had surgical debridement and the other had maggot therapy. And people claimed they felt creepy crawlies when they were just getting placebo or the surgical, all right? They weren't even, you know, because they were probably freaked out. I can't imagine being blindfolded, right, and not knowing, you know, what I'm getting. I would know. But they said there was no differences, all right, in terms of the surgical or the maggot, except it looked like they said at day 15, the wound surface had increased by 14.6% receiving maggot therapy and only decreased, oh, well, I think they have a typo in here, 8.2% among patients surgical. So surgical debridement didn't work as well as maggot therapy. Is that crazy? Okay, but they said take the maggots off after a week or two because you don't want, after that, it doesn't seem to work. You know, they fall off. You know, maybe they roll over drunk. Two patients in the control group actually died. One had osteitis, so that was infection of the bone. So, I'm going to tell you guys right now, okay, as much as I want medical science, you know, going forward, if you have a diabetic foot ulcer, don't do a study with maggots. Just get it taken care of, okay? Oh, my gosh. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, your email is at drdahlia.com. If we are not live when you listen to us, again, you can leave a message on our message line, and we'll usually play it a day or two later when we're live again. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date updates. So even if it's the weekend or I'm not on, you still get medical updates. It's great. You know, it's always good to have some Dr. D Right? Right? Double D, D square. And, of course, if you want your local radio station to play the Dr. Dahlia Show, then just tell them. Email them. Call them. Say Dr. Dahlia and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. And we got Odom working on the dials tonight. And we've got a great show. Great show. More to talk about. I guess they say 1 in 3 young Americans have been arrested. 1 in 3 by the age of 23. Okay, so a third of our young population have been arrested. They say up to 41% of American adolescents and young adults have been arrested at least once for something other than a minor traffic violation. Don't they have anything to do? The study doesn't say how many of these young people committed violent crimes versus if they were just, you know, rounded up for disturbing the peace. But 1 in 3 has had some sort of an arrest. All right, I don't know what young people are doing. I don't know. All right, but again, just, you know, it's who they're hanging out with. Also, pretty scary study that came out today saying group sex is now the latest trend for teenagers. They say the average age of a first group sex experience, okay, was just 15 and a half years old. Does that just frighten you? Absolutely frightens you. But what's even really scary is they say 1 in 13 girls – age 14 to 20 have engaged in multi-person sex, but many of them not by choice. They were pressured, threatened, coerced, forced to participate, or drugged. Their boyfriend or whoever would be high, give them the drugs or whatever, and then they would be involved in the group. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a daughter. I got 2 sons. But I got to tell you, if I did, and I know, I mean, if I did, you know, you got to worry about your sons, too. But, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, a lot of these sexual acts happen because they're drunk or because they're, you know, they're drugged. You know, it's not like they leave the house going today or tonight, I'm going to go to an orgy. It doesn't happen that way. I mean, in the movies, they talk about it all the time, right? You know, but usually they're like, you know, these swingers or these, you know, 60-year-olds. You say, like, I think somebody just gotten arrested because, I don't know, their house wasn't zoned for it. And there were, like, poles. And I don't know what happened. I didn't even want to read the article. I was going to vomit. But, you know, that's not what your kids plan to do. Okay, so your kids are telling you, Mom, Dad, we're going to the game. And then we're going to stop by Michelle's. Okay, that's how it starts. Nobody, you know, because I know a lot of parents, when they read this, they go, well, you know what, my child doesn't do that. You know, they're not, you know, going to orgies. They're not planning on, no, but it's one event leads to the next and leads to whether it's planned or not. And, if you know, to look at some of these girls as actually being coerced or threatened, to it. And then, of course, they aren't going to tell Mom or Dad. Just scary stuff, which is also why I really recommend you taking your child in for an exam. Okay? Even if they say, no, I've never had sex or whatever, maybe, because I at least somebody could find out what's going on. It's tough. You don't want to take a virgin, you know, into the doctor to get a gynecological exam. It's pretty traumatic. You know, I mean, I think it's pretty traumatizing for anybody. I don't like to go. You know, I'm like, oh my God, take that spank of the boy from the eye. It looks like a gun, you know? Get it away from me. Ah, and then it widens. Yeah, that's what's scary. I mean, if it would stay closed, we're good. But the sucker widens at least a foot. I don't know. All right. But anyway, but, you know, if you're a little unsure, you know, just take them to the doctor. Okay, because also sometimes your children, they won't tell you bad sex, but they'll have pain. They'll be like, I don't know. You know, well, rather than having depression, sometimes their symptoms will transfer to them having pelvic pain or worse cramps. And if you notice the cramps are worsening, get them checked. Yeah, you know, a lot of us had horrible menstrual cramps. You know, it doesn't mean you have to go through exams and ultrasounds. But maybe the body's trying to tell you something as their mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. Okay? So get them checked. But, I mean, we really got to watch our kids between the caffeine, between the drugs, between the sex. I mean, kids, it's you got to watch them. As much as we don't want to watch them, we have to. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc, it's Tom up in northern Michigan again.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what about these Red Bull drinks and alcohol? We get a lot of kids up here coming to the bars drinking alcohol and Red Bulls. Just want to know what your theory on it is.
Mm. Thank you. No, Tom. Yeah, Tom, I don't like them. I don't like them at all. The problem with alcohol and Red Bulls is alcohol is a sedative. Okay, so the more you drink, you're going to get tired. Yet Red Bull wakes you up. So you feel less sedated when you have the energy drink. And so the energy drink, it's a tasty mixer. It is. I tried one of them. I tried it, and I didn't like it because I felt revved. I didn't like it, and I only had a little bit. And so, yeah, instead of using soda, you use Red Bull. And people are like, I'll have energy, so I'm not going to fall asleep as quickly, and I could go all night. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. And but again, no one's outlawing it, you know, because you have the caffeine drink and you have the alcohol. Also, Jaeger and Red Bull is a biggie. Jaeger, oh my gosh, I can't stand the taste of Jaeger. But that's what these kids are drinking. And you're right, it's the biggest thing. And it's and they're doing it wrong because they're thinking the caffeine is going to keep them up. And even though yes, it keeps you up, you're getting more alcohol intoxicated. The last thing we want is you to intoxicate with alcohol. You know, this hazing incident with Florida A&M, with that Robert Champion who died, you know, they said it was due to a hazing incident. He was probably beaten. Again, I don't have any more of the details, but the original details was him vomiting and shit. It sounded like an alcoholic intoxication issue. You know, and I know in a lot of hazing incidents, you know, they make you drink and drink and drink, like those beer bongs and stuff. And, you know, or maybe he just drank on his own. I don't know. But we forget that people die from alcohol and not just driving. Or remember we talked about drunk walking? You know, now that we're going to be coming up, to, you know, with the holidays and New Year's, you know, drunk walking kills pedestrians. But you can overdrink. You know, think back to when you guys got drunk really bad. The room was spinning. You could barely walk. I mean, this is from what I read in textbooks, of course. But for those of you that actually experienced it, you know, you're very discoordinated, discombobulated. And it's a horrible time because you could have unsafe sex. You could have unsafe driving. You could have unsafe, you know, walk, etc. But you can die from alcoholic intoxication. You can. You know, your liver can just shut down. Or, like I said, or last week, you could vomit and then drown in your own vomit. And it just, again, you need to know where your loved ones are, and you can't be stupid. I know a lot of us, we like to escape. You know, the world is not, you know, the best it could be right now. And, yes, a lot of us want to escape from work. And, yeah, it's fun to be goofy. But, see, I think it's fun to be giggly. I think the giggly is funny. I don't think it's fun to be, you know, drunk off your butt, wasted. I don't see how people think that's fun. And, you know, there's many other ways to escape. Okay. You know, you could watch a movie. You could, I don't know, jacuzzi. You could whatever. But just, I think we really need to raise awareness that alcohol kills. It does, especially when you add it to, you know, high caffeine. You know, why do you think they tried to get Jolt off the, off the market? The caffeine, it's too high. All right, we're going to be coming up a break. When we come back, what is this where there are drugs actually in the air that we are picking up? So, you know, if you're not supposed to be mixing alcohol with drugs and you're now getting these metabolites in your system, you're mixing alcohol with drugs. You are. And then when we come back, I also want to talk about how some doctor groups are saying to heck with this and they're just starting to charge patients anyway. This could be a growing trend. Because doctors are making less and less money because of insurance companies. Then also, after break, I want to talk about a story where a woman swallowed a pen 25 years ago. It was just found. The doctors take the pen out, and they could write with it still. it's kind of gross looking. It's kind of gross looking. I don't know why she swallowed the pen. I do know why. I'll tell you when we come back. So please don't go away. Still more cool stuff on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry for my coughing and my sniffling. I'm still battling this cold. but I still think I sound sassy. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So what is going on here with illegal drugs possibly in our air? Now, apparently there were scientists at the Institute of Atmospheric Pollution Research in Rome that did the study. So what they did is they tested around Italy, okay, and they found statistical correlations between cocaine levels and types of cancer, between cannabis and mental disorders, which is great, okay. We know that. We've known that people have, you know, had some certain memory losses with marijuana, and we know that cocaine has been linked to a variety of medical issues. So they're the ones that, you know, helped discover that, but then they took it a step further and then wanted to know, well, what is going on in terms of the air? And they actually found traces of cocaine and cannabinoids, which is an active ingredient of marijuana, in air. But even more so in areas where they had big seizures by police, you know, of drugs. So they're thinking this may be something where we could work with the police, where if we test the air, all right, that's a high amount of, that would probably increase their chances of finding where the, you know, warehouses or whatever, the cocaine or whatever. Or if somebody's growing the plants, you could test the air and then zone in on that neighborhood or block. But while they're studying this and, you know, working with police and coming up with ideas, you know, it makes those of us think, okay, well, how much are we breathing in? What are we taking in? You know, now, you know, finite amounts shouldn't really hurt. I mean, how many of us sat next to somebody who just reeked the pot? Of course we breathed it in and probably breathed it in more molecules than just this random air sampling. But this doesn't really shock me. You know, we talk about things in our water supply because people urinate out drugs. So if they urinate, check your radios, people, check your radios. If they're urinating cocaine or urinating metabolites of drugs, of course we're picking it up in our water supply. When you think about it, we're picking it up in our water supply, we're picking it up in our air supply. You know, you wonder if someone's hair falls into food, right? And then you pick it up in your food. You know, it's a free high. I mean, you know, I don't want it, people. I don't want it. So keep your hair, keep your urine, keep your breath to yourself. So interesting stuff. I mean, again, I don't know if it's an amount where we'd have to be concerned. But, you know, I got to tell you, some of my patients are happy some days and sometimes they're not. I mean, you almost wonder. You just wonder. Okay. Now, this woman's happy. This was a 76-year-old woman in Britain who actually accidentally swallowed a pen 25 years ago, but didn't know. I think she was trying to use a pen to work on her tonsils. You know how you get those little crypts? I'm thinking she was working on those little tonsil crypts. You know where you get something foul-smelling in your tonsil that sits there and she was trying to poke it out? All right. Well, I guess while she was doing that, she was standing on a set of stairs, and then I guess she fell and swallowed the pen, but doesn't remember that she swallowed the pen. So, you know, lately she was having abdominal pain, weight loss, diarrhea. So they ran some tests, and then they did a CAT scan. And when you look at the CAT scan, this is on my Facebook page, you actually see a pen. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just sitting there in the colon. So food obviously has gone by. The acid has caused it to deteriorate. But, of course, what did doctors do when they took out the pen? Well, what anybody would do. It doesn't still work, and it did. You know, still had ink. So she's happy. Okay, no pen in her abdomen. But, wow, 25 years of a pen and you could still live. All right, she said she's feeling much better. But, you know, my question here is 25 years and she's from Britain. Again, here in America, you're having some abdominal issues. We would have CAT scanned you 25 years ago. Well, maybe not 25 years ago. I don't know if we would have had that technology then. But, wow, this time and now she finally gets a CAT scan? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Okay. Well, another thing that I don't think patients are going to really like is if medical groups are going to charge you anyway. Now, we've been talking about health insurance. We've been talking about the way clinics are going, the way doctors are doing things. Okay. And we were talking about how I predict this two-tier system where we're going to have, we're going to promise everybody health care, and that health care plan would probably be a Medicaid type or a public option, something very cheap, skeleton, bare basics. And people that don't want the bare basics and want to have better access are going to probably pay a very, very high priced type of healthcare system. And right now we're kind of seeing flirtations with that, as you see MD, VIP or concierge medicine. A group where patients are pretty happy. You know, they pay $1,500 a year or $2,000 a year, whatever. And then, the doctor only sees maybe X number of patients, 100 patients, et cetera. So it's, you know, you get an hour with the doctor. You could call them on call, et cetera. And so people wanting to pay for that extra service are. All right. So up until now, we were talking about, okay, well, you know, those of us that want to do that, we could do it, you know, but that's by choice. Well, now a medical group, from what I understand in Los Angeles, a cardiologist medical group has sent letters to all their patients saying, look, we're going to charge $350 annual fee for administrative costs. Okay. The cost of operating practice has increased. You know, we're getting reimbursed less. We have to do your forms. We have to do your prior auths. We have to get authorization. And insurance companies just, you know, they'll pay for the medical service, but they're paying for all this extra stuff. So we're going to just charge you if you want to be a patient here. Now, most insurance companies don't allow doctors to do that. You aren't allowed to charge a patient for services that they're supposed to cover because it's double dipping. But what's unfortunate is insurance companies write it off. And what do doctors do? Here's an example, phone calls. About 10 years ago, a lot of doctors were pretty upset. I mean, I think they're pretty upset now, where they're spending hours upon hours after clinic doing phone calls for patients. And if you bill insurance that you didn't see the patient in the office, but you did a phone call, insurance wouldn't pay. All right. Now, I think in the olden days, you get some sort of reimbursement, you know, or you got paid enough for that patient that you didn't mind giving them a call. But now patients are skipping their appointments. I don't blame them. You know, I mean, not that it's a good thing to do. I hate it when people no show. And we do have a no show charge in our clinic. You have to. But, you know, they can't afford the doctor. So they'll call the doctor to see if they could get something done over the phone. All right. Well, before there was a code doctors could use and send it to the insurance companies, but insurance companies are paying for it. So now you have doctors spending 2 hours a day dealing with phone calls themselves, not to mention all the phone calls the nurses do. They're paying for the staff. They're paying for the time. It's taken away from the paying patients that are coming in, and doctors are starting to say, down with this. Now, again, it stinks because, again, our healthcare system is turning more and more towards there's going to be the poor system and then the fancy system. All right. And I didn't think doctors were going to start making movements like this. Now, of course, all right, when I'm on the show, I wear multiple hats. Okay. Oh, true. My hair's falling out and it's turning gray. So you have to wear hats. But one is I'm talking to you as a doctor, but two, I'm talking to you as a patient. Okay. I don't think I'd want to pay my doctor $350 in administrative costs. I mean, what if I don't need a prior auth? What if I don't need that? I'll make my own call. Let me save the $350. I'll make my own call. So, you know, as a patient, I don't like that. As a doctor, I'm like, good for them. You know, somebody's finally, you know, but here, this is what stinks. They're not charging the insurance company. The patient's getting hurt by this. I mean, I can't tell you how long I have been griping about how we do so much for free during the day. And people think it should be included in what we get from the insurance company when the insurance company's paying you $2.42 for that visit because you're supposed to collect on the copay of the patient whether they pay or not. That $2.42 doesn't even pay for the chart, let alone the visit, let alone all the work you're doing afterwards for prior auth, etc. And what's really, really frustrating is when we order a mammogram or order a CAT scan and we have to get the prior auth, we're not making money on that. I mean, I don't have mammogram or CAT scan in my office. Most doctors don't. This is so the radiology people could get paid. So doctors are doing work for somebody else to get paid. Of course they're going to get fed up. The problem is this is pretty steep. I mean, $350, that's almost a fifth of what MDVIP is charging for concierge medicine. And if doctors like, you know what, we've calculated this, yeah, $350, and insurance companies can't do anything about it, they'll do it. And if you say, well, I'm not going to pay and I'm not going to be your patient, what's the doctor going to say? He's going to say, good, I save money. So we're going to probably talk about this more this week, but even though as a doctor I understand, as a consumer, I think it's kind of scary. And I don't like the way this is going because who's getting screwed? The patients. And not because the doctor's greedy. It's because the insurance company is screwing the doctor. So patient gets doubly screwed. All right, this was Double D, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. If this is your stop, great. Have a great rest of the ride home. If not, stay tuned for more Dr. Dahlia.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.